Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan wants to let the public in on police contract negotiations. KALW's Asul Dahlstrom-Ekman reports.
Currently, contract negotiations between the city and the San Francisco Police Officers Association happen behind closed doors. But as calls for police reform grow louder locally and across the country, Supervisor Hillary Ronan wants this to change. In an interview with 48 Hills, Ronan said, quote, "That's not going to cut it in 2020. San Franciscans are in the streets demanding that we reform our police department," unquote. As the board voted to approve a new police budget on Tuesday, Ronan and several supervisors expressed their disappointment that it didn't address persistent racial disparities or use of force. On Tuesday, she announced a plan to introduce legislation that would ensure the upcoming contract negotiations are more transparent and that the final contracts are public record. While the Board of Supervisors ultimately approves the contracts, the actual negotiations are left entirely to the city's Department of Human Resources and the Police Officers Association. Ronan said that by the time the contract reaches her desk, she has no idea what was bargained over. The current contract, without any reforms, will receive a final vote on December 1st. In the meantime, Supervisor Ronan's proposed legislation is being reviewed by the city attorney. In San Francisco, I'm Asul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KALW News.
False allegations of voter fraud continue to surface weeks after the presidential election. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols tells us there were allegations this week that voter fraud was exposed in Georgia.
Well, election officials found more than 2,600 uncounted votes in a county north of Atlanta. And most of those votes favored President Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean they're evidence of voter fraud. In fact, Georgia election officials said this was a matter of human error. The Secretary of State in Georgia, who is a Republican, has repeatedly said there's no evidence of fraud affecting the state's election results. And he told PolitiFact in an email that the uncounted ballots were an example of mismanagement at the county level and that they were found during a hand audit. Also, they're not expected to be enough to change the results of Georgia's election. President-elect Joe Biden leads Trump by about 13,000 votes in that state. PolitiFact looked at a viral video making the claim, and it's right about the 2,600 votes being uncounted, but wrong about this being fraud. It rated the claims in this video as mostly false.
PolitiFact also checked a claim about the 2020 election being the most secure election ever run in the United States. Again, Chris Nichols tells us who said that and what he found out.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin made that claim. She said it on a TV show and cited the Trump administration's Department of Homeland Security as her source. The president has continued to spread baseless claims of widespread fraud, falsely saying this was a rigged election. PolitiFact found that Baldwin is the one who's correct. Two cybersecurity committees within Homeland Security released a statement last week that called the presidential election the most secure in American history. It went on to say that it's normal to see the recounts in close contests. Those allow for the correction of mistakes, but Homeland Security insisted there's no evidence that any voting system was in any way compromised. PolitiFact rated that claim true.
That was Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter, Chris Nichols.